neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
One of the remedies, privileges that we gain after Chet Ha'Egel that was revealed through Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, that he demanded from Ribono Shel Olam as far as the path and the formula that he uses to manage his creation and every single person, was that he would be kind, that whoever that he feels like, and he would be merciful to whoever that he likes to be.
Never really understood that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we have
two
lines.
That'll be good.
So, Ribono Shel Olam revealed to us, and he told Moshe, "Hanoti et asher achon, v'rihamti et asher alachem." Simply means, Ribono Shel Olam, he has his own formula. He's kind to somebody, he gives them blessing. He takes care of him, he makes him famous, he gives him money. Why? Again, that's how he likes it. So, v'chanoti et asher achon, v'richamti, and be merciful to whoever that I like to be. So here he makes it very simple, and that is, sometimes you wonder, you're surprised, I'm better than him, but he's better than me. Is that too complicated? Why? That's how it is. That's how he likes it. Why? Because he has his own formula. It's a complicated formula, but he has his own. Just like everyone, every institution, every factory, that's how they run things. That's why there are many, many things, choices. So that's how Ribono Shel Olam runs his olam. So it makes it very easy. You know, why he's more successful, better, comfortable. It's a decision of Ribono Shel Olam. So it helps, you know. Because the last command that twice is mentioned in the Torah is lo tachmot, lo titave, means you cannot envy, be jealous. Same thing as if you happen, you look up online and you notice there is a store right on the moon. Know where the moon is? Have you ever gone there? No. So there's an address there, and he's very, very successful. He makes $1 million a day. It bothers you? No? It doesn't bother you? No?
In a way, it bothers. Not bother, but it tickles you. Not necessarily bother you.
Well, it's okay to be tickled, but it depends where. But yeah, it's okay. But as far as it doesn't bother you, so it doesn't bother you. But why does it bother you?
It's
all the way on the moon. Say, no, I hope you make $2 million a day.
So why can't we do the same thing he's doing?
Yeah, very good. So now, so first of all, you have to understand, you know, he's in the moon, right? So then you would ask, what's the difference if he's next door or he's in the moon? What's the difference?
Next door
is
competing with me up there.
No. There's no difference. There's no difference.
No, but here I can say
$1 million. No, the way your perspective should be, the way you should look at it, is the same thing. The same thing, either is in the moon, is in the France, is in England, or right next door. There's no difference. Why? Because, first of all, you have a forbidden command. That is, you cannot have an it doesn't matter where it is. Anywhere that is found, you're not permitted to have this trigger pulling negative force that you be concerned about other people's business. That's it. This revealed secret, Vachanoti Asher Achon, so simply means that the Ribono Shel Olam has his own formula. So if you have any type of desire to be like other people or question, you know, how come, why? So that means you question the decree of Ribono Shel Olam. Because you cannot say, you know, I'm better than him. He doesn't deserve it. That's our perspective. But Ribono Shel Olam has his own formula. Rihamti and Hashem. So that's very simple to understand, that he makes a decision, not the way I look at things. Now, here, the depth of the matter is another powerful message for every individual. And that is, Ribono Shel Olam is giving us a very powerful tip that he has a special favor for people that they go out of their way. And you can read the message in a different way. It says, Vechanoti, I will be chanun to you. When you be chanun. Now he's pointing at us. Verichamti, and then I'll be merciful if you be merciful. So that means the second part goes on us. Vechanoti, the sherachon. I'll be, go out of my way, Ribono Shel Olam says, even though that you don't deserve it. But if you, what is chanun means? Chanun means not that you're getting something back, not that people deserve it, to be kind to them. But if you're kind unconditionally, then I'll be merciful and kind to you.
Is this further explanation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I will be what I will be, right before this, we talked about, I don't remember, but Hashem said, I'm going to choose to be whoever I want to be good to.
Right.
So this other explanation that you were just saying, is this what Hashem was referring to?
No. This is a second insight.
It's not about him saying,
No.
Be to whomever.
No, I'll explain. So now here, let's say somebody has no zechuyot, right? You know, he's a simple Yehudi. He's not all the way, a little bit.
Hidden?
No.
Nothing.
What do you mean? His
Gilgul of somebody with a lot of zivut, that is not the time maybe for it to
come. No, we're not talking about, you know, just look at the Yehudi. You know, sometimes when he's offered to put on tefillin, sometimes, you know, when he's invited, he comes and have kiddush for Shabbat. But, you know, it's a simple Yehudi. So now, here, let's say the simple Yehudi prays for another Yehudi. No, he hears he's not feeling well, right? He says, you know, I grab a tehillim and read some mizmorim, right? So now the question is, in this process, what exactly happens to him? Can you understand the scenario? What happens? Why is God accepted?
Because he's doing for somebody else.
Yeah, because he's not expecting anything to get back.
So this is the formula. We didn't know this. How did we know? But here it's revealed to us, Vechanoti Asher Achon. Now he's going his way. He's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for somebody else. So now, because he cares about another Yehudi and wants him to get out of trouble, wants to help him, Ribono Shel Olam says, that is dear to me. V'chanoti et asher achon, v'richamti et asher alachim. He doesn't have any zechuyot, but because he cared about another Yehudi, so then, even though that he was not deserving, so Ribono Shel Olam, he accepts his tefillah, and then he will be credited also. So now, there's a story about a chassid, a follower, Rabbi Zusha Ma'anipoli. You probably have heard him about him, Rabbi Zusha. Yeah? So this follower is a chassid, used to go to him. He was a very wealthy man in Gitz Bracha. And he was doing very, very well. So now, one time, he comes to Rabbi Zusha, and then his wife tells him he went to his Rav. Rabbi Zusha went to his Rav. Who was his Rav? Hamagid. Mizritish.
Mezut.
Yeah. You heard about him? Yeah. Yeah. So now the follower, the Ashir, the wealthy man says, look at this. See, when I come to Rav Zusha, see what a blessing I've been honored with. So now if I go to his Rav, more so. So now he finds out where the Rav lives, and then he starts going to him, you know, on a constant basis to get blessing. And his partner said, come down, and come down, and come down. It becomes worse and worse and worse. Until, you know, it becomes very, very sensitive. And then you couldn't understand what happened. All of a sudden, instead of his blessing will increase, it decreases in a very, you know, terrible way. So he goes back to Rav Zusha and tells him the story. He says, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't been coming, but, you know, one time I came and I was told that you went to your Rav. And then I started to go to your Rav thinking that I will gain more blessing. But I don't know what happened, it became worse and worse and worse. So Rav Zusha tell him, you don't understand. See, when you came to me and to receive blessing, Ribbono Shel Olam noticed that I don't deserve because I'm not a, you know, tzaddik. So he gave you blessing because you came to somebody that is not really tzaddik. But when you went to real tzaddik, so then there was no need that Hashem will have mercy on you. So as long as you would come to me, and I was not deserving that you give me such a respect, as we just learned, V'chanoti l'asher achon, the one that is not deserving. V'richamti l'asher asher arachim. So then you lost it. But as long as you would come to me and you make me feel good, so Hashem gave you blessing.
So he started going back to Rav
Zusha. Yes.
But now that he knows, it becomes harder.
Now, the point of matter here is, our point of view, I was on the big one, famous one. But here you see, it's the other way around. It doesn't work that way. That means Ribbono Shel Olam has a formula that is not that you look for the big, big, big one. That means when you go out of your way and try to those that are little, make him happy and give him such a boost, feedback, then you'll be protected in the same aspect. But you're looking for the big one, so then Hashem says, I'm out. I only take care of people, v'richamti d'asher alachem, those that they need help. They need, you know, to be given the feedback. Then I take care of you. And Hashem is like, you know, without Hashem, I was looking for the little one.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.